Okay, Rabbosai, we're on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Maseches Sanhedrin, Chag HaSukkos, Tov Shin Samach Gimel, the day after the Yom of the Tkufa, the real Tkufa, not the Tkufa we've been discussing, which I'll point out. So, we have our quote yesterday, and we just started. Actually, probably could die for us to start again on where Yud Beis Amud Beis. Amr of Yudam Rashmua. Now, this entire mimer, I just want to point out, because we're going to have alternatives today, this entire mimer that describes a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanoim, is told over here by Shmua. Rabbi Yehuda here is quoting, not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, that is being quoted ultimately by Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda is saying over Shmuel's mimer. So this isn't really a brisa that we have that has gone through the sifting of the brisas. This is a report of a machlokas that we hear by Shmuel. We're going to ask later today that in a brisa we find this machlokas and it does not seem to add up with the way Shmuel is reporting it. But anyway, according to Shmuel, we have a machlokas as follows. That Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein ma'abrim et hashana, ela im ken haita tekufa chasera ruba shochot." The Kama Ruba Shochodesh, she sa yom divi Rabbi Yehuda. Now again, the reference over here, I want to just remind you, is not to the Tkufa that we've been discussing with such centrality when it came to the union of Yibushana B'Pashtas, which is the Tkufa of Nisa, which was the Shmaras Chodesh Aviv. Here we're talking about when the Tkufa of Tishrei is going to be Chal, which is the fall Tkufa. And the question over here is if the Tkufa of Tammuz, in other words, the summer Tkufa, was going to be Choser Ruba Shel Chodesh. In other words, it ate up from the time that was Miyuchad for Tishrei, it ate up Rov of Tishrei, then there's a problem. You have to be Ma'abed Hashana. And how much do we mean when we say Aruba Shachodesh? Kama Aruba Shachodesh, Shisha Asar Yom Dibi Rabbi Yehuda. So in other words, if Tkufas Tishrei falls on the 17th, which is the second day of Chol HaMoed, then we've got a problem. Why? Thank you so much. Why? Because the entire Chag HaAsif, as we'll see, which is the Chol HaMoed of Sukkot, has to be during the Tkufa. So if the Tkufa is only Chal on the second day of Chol HaMoed, we've got a problem. Because Chol HaMoed was supposed to be during Tkufas Tishrei, and one day of it came out to be during Tkufas Tammuz. That was no good. So says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Even if it was Choser Echad V'Yasrim Yom, Esrim Yom, then you wouldn't have to. If it's Choser Echad V'Yasrim Yom, so then you've got a problem, because then the Tkufa is going to fall on the 22nd of Tishrei. If the Tkufa falls on the 22nd, it's missed the entire Sukkot. Because now we're already up to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is not part of the Chag HaAsif. And therefore, you're going to have to be Ma'abed Hashana so that you end up having things come out all right. Now, both of these shitas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, both of whom are being reported Ali, but the Shmuel, have a basis in the Pasuk to their drashas. One man, the Omer, says, Chag HaAsif Tkufat HaShana. Now, the Chag HaAsif, the Pashtus is a reference to the Chol HaMoed period of Sukkot. The Gemara talks out in Chagiga, because there has, as a matter of fact, it's the basis of the concept of Chol HaMoed. That there has to be a chag during which you can be osef. In other words, it means that it's mutter to work during the chag under some circumstances. And it is, in the case it was a dover ovid and so on. So it's mutter to work during the chag. Obviously that can't be referring to the first day of the chag, because you cannot do asifa during the first day of the chag. Okay, so it's talking about the beginning of Chol HaMoed, at least, according to Waman Yomar. So Marzava Kula Chag Ve'inan, B'tkufa Chadasha. So one man, the Amr says, look, it says over here, this is Rabbi Yossi, the Chag has to be in the Tkufa. And it's stressing the Tkufa. It means the new Tkufa is the time for the Chag. Rizmar Sava, no, it just doesn't say that. It says, Chag Asif should be Chal at one point or another during the Tekufat HaShanah. So that means even if the last day of that Chag, the 21st, which is Hoshana Rav, would have come out on the sometime during the new Tekufah, that's also okay. All right, so we have over here Rav Yosi Shita, that even if the last day is going to be during the Tekufah, it's all right. And we have Rav Yehuda Shita, that has to be from the very beginning of Chol HaMoed. Now, I just want to clarify one thing, says the Gemara, Ma'ika Sovereign. There's another machlokas, a general machlokas, that we're going to see much more of, as to what the day of the Chalot HaTekufah is. Now, when the Tekufah is Chal in Tishrei, it is never Chal at the beginning of the day. Because remember that even according to Shmuel, who makes, not this Shmuel, but the Shmuel in Rosh Hashanah, which we call Tekufah of Shmuel, who makes the year very simple to follow, because essentially he uses what the Julian calendar used, which was 365 and 6 hours. So every 4 years, 364 and 6 hours, every 4 years you've got that extra day, so you make it up, and everything works out just fine. But that's not accurate. It's not really accurate, and that's why we're going to see later on, I mean, we're going to have a problem with all of these tekufas, because it's so inaccurate that that's why we dropped the Julian calendar. It actually made a mess of things, and in the 1500s we had to go over, and not we, but they had to go over to the Gregorian calendar, which was based really on the Tekufah of Ravada. Now, the Tekufah of Ravada is far more accurate, because there we're talking about a year that is not 364 days and 6 hours, but is more like 364 days, 5 hours, and 48 minutes and some seconds, which is far more accurate. And that we make up for with a strange, you know, additional days on those funny years and so on with the even number things and the centuries and everything. So that ends up working out mostly. So even according to Shmuel's simple analysis of things, that a solar year is 364 days and 6 hours, that means that every quarter of the year is 91 days, 7 hours, and 30 minutes. So that means you're not going to find the tekufah working out at exactly the beginning of the day. And if you work out that the schedule, the tekufah of Tishrei will always work out, as we simplify things even further, will always work out at either 9 hours, well actually, 0300, 0900, and 2100 hours, or 1500 hours. And it's either 3 o'clock or 9 o'clock, either in the morning or in the afternoon, based on Shalot Zmaniyot, obviously, and so on. But it's never going to come out at the beginning of the day. Which leads, by the way, I just want to point out to you that even that, is also a gross oversimplification, because you haven't defined what you mean by a year. In other words, when we're talking about Tekufos, we are talking about what passes for the solar year, which is the time between one vernal equinox and the next vernal equinox. In other words, as long as the Earth seems to be responding to the Sun in the same way, so you reach the point that the orbit of the Earth now is centered with the Sun, and you don't have more energy falling per square centimeter on one side than on the other side, that's now the time at which we start now the next 364 and a quarter days. But that is not the way that we really measure the orbit of the Earth. The way we measure the orbit of the Earth is by looking at where the Sun is vis-a-vis the stars, which is called the sidereal year, not the solar year. The sidereal year. In other words, which is the stars, or vis-a-vis the stellar background of the Sun. Now, that is different than the solar year anyway. There's about a 20-minute difference between them. So this whole thing gets very, very complex, because we do measure things sort of by tekufas. We recognize the precession of the equinoxes, and that's a major problem. And as the Mishnah Berurah points out, it's not going to be too long before our calendar is totally out of whack because of this. And therefore he says, well, don't worry about it. Mashiach will be here by then. I don't think we have, we don't have very much time, are they? So,
how much is not very much time? 100 years?
No. Yeah, wait a minute. It's, wait a minute. So, well, no, at the time of the Gemara, when the calendar was set up, indeed, the vernal equinox. But, oh, there's another issue here, which I didn't even mention. The other issue is that the Tkufot are not the same. The fall does not last the same amount of time as the summer and so on. Right? Because remember that the orbit of the Earth is not a circle. So this complicates matters far more than they would have assumed, and nor is it a very nice, perfect Keplerian orbit either, because it's off-center. And since it's off-center, we have different lengths for the different seasons. So again, this is a gross oversimplification. And because of that gross oversimplification, in real terms, there is no hatama of our current calendar with these klalim in the Gemara. So what I said to you yesterday about the tkufa coming out afterwards and so on and so forth, that's like Rabbi Yossi, isn't really just like Rabbi Yossi. It just worked out that way. But in point of fact, we violate all of the ikar tenets that the Gemara sent us. All kinds of questions as to why we do that. So now, the question is, if we're learning that this is really the tkufa of Shmuel that we're talking about, the simplified tkufa, which is an average tkufa built on a Julian year, which doesn't exist, but is very simple, so a 364-6-hour year, so then you're right. The only answer you could say is the answer that a lot of the Akronim say, which is that when the calendar is kavua, none of these dinim apply. And these dinim are only the way that Sanhedrin is supposed to be mechashev the kadoshim, so that it should work out aliba the testimony of Adin. And this is only where we're going to be taking into consideration other elements. So in other words, if you've got to take into consideration these social issues, agricultural issues, and so, which obviously we can't take into consideration in advance. I mean, we have no idea what the climate is going to be like, and pretend we don't know what weather changes are going to be like, and so on. We can't really predict whether it's going to be aviv, whether the bridges are going to be washed out, things like that. So in the same way that we ignore all of those things, we ignore the whole thing, basically. And the only chiyuv when Bezdin is not being Makadosh al pi Ariyah, and dealing with, at the time, an Ibur Hashanah, the only chiyuv is to see to it that overall there should be a hatama of the lunar and solar years, which our machzorim do. So between the various setup of the two machzorim that we have, things do work out ultimately, almost.
Are the tkufot, given that they're not the same length one to the other, will from one year to the next autumn be a difference?
Well, no, only again if you're taking into consideration the precession of the equinoxes, and then you have the problem of the difference between a sidereal year and a solar year, which becomes very, very significant over time. So that now we're totally off base. That's what, you know, that which is why what we call the constellations of the months don't have anything to do anymore with the months. I mean, so all of this has gotten messed up, basically. And this is a big problem. So all of this has gotten messed up, not to the point at which it causes yet absolute disaster. However, there's another approach. The other approach is that this whole thing, all of these halakhos, weren't really based on the tekufa of Shmuel, nor were they even based on the tekufa of Rav Hada, which is the Gregorian tkufa, essentially, and it's almost exactly the same. And instead, it's based on the real thing. In other words, with the actual astronomical tkufa, which changes depending on whether you're talking about the fall, or you're talking about the winter, or whether you're talking about the spring, or you're talking about the summer. They're different. All right, there's a lot of modern work on this also. There's whole books written on this issue. But in any event, assuming aliba the shitas that our Gemara is talking about the simplest of all tekufas, which is first of all assuming that a year is 364 days and 6 hours, and B assuming that all of the tekufas are one quarter of that amount of time, then what we have over here is a day that is going to have sometime in the middle of it, the new tkufa, which leads to the question of, so, is the day of the tkufa the beginning of the next tkufa, or is the day of the tkufa the end of the previous tkufa? Because it's not so clear-cut that it comes at what we would call 12 o'clock midnight, our time, Shos Manios. It doesn't. It's in the middle of the day somewhere. So what do they hold? Micah Sabri. Ika Sabri Yom Tkufa Gomer. If they hold that the day that we call the Tkufa, not to be confused with the Tkufa, this is the Tkufa. I mean, I'm sure you hear that difference. The day on which the Tkufa falls is called the Tkufa, meaning really the Yom HaTkufa. And then there is the Tkufa itself, the 91 days and 7.5 hours and so on. So the Yom HaTkufa, if you hold that the day that the Tkufa falls on is the Gomer, it's the closing of the previous Tkufa, so then we're really up the creek without a paddle, because then neither approach works out. Neither Rabbi Yudin nor Rabbi Yossi holds water. Because if you're saying that it's okay if the Tkufa is on the 16th, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, but that would mean that that day is still part of the summer, not part of the autumn, so what good does that do you if you hold that the whole thing has to be in the autumn? And if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that some of it needs to be in the autumn. Well, if the 21st is the Yom HaTkufa, that means that the next Tkufa doesn't begin until the 22nd. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't work out according to him either, because you just missed Sukkot. It's now Shemini Atzeres. So neither of those Pshatim would work out the way Shmuel is explaining them. Therefore, we're going to have to say, Ela kasabri yom tkufa matchil. It's clear, therefore, that according to what Shmuel just told us, both Shitas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, agree that the yom of the tkufa is the day of the first of the next season, the first of the new season, no matter what time the tkufa falls during that particular day. Now, this is a tremendous problem, because we have a brisa that says not like that. May say, yom tkufa gomer, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Here Rabbi Yehuda says that the Yom Tkufa is considered to be the completion of the previous Tkufa, which contradicts his reasoning here, because there'd be no possible way that he could say the 16th and really mean the 17th. Because then Mamonashach, I mean, if it's the 17th, then it might as well be the 20th. Because then he's saying that any time during Chol HaMoed would be fine. He would have had to say, therefore, the day before would have to be the 15th, that way the 16th begins the next season. So this doesn't work. This is clearly not by Shmuel, and this is a brisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yom Tkufa Matchil, all right, fine. So that so far so good, at least to Rabbi Yossi. However, we're going to show you that too is wrong. Because there's another brisa that's even worse. The next brisa tells us over Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Shita, and it's totally different from the way Shmuel said it over. And it, not only in terms of the Yom Tkufa, but also in terms of what day needs to be the Chalot Tkufa, according to both of them. Because it says like this, V'o Tanya, Ein ma'abrim et ha'shana, Ela imken haika tekufa chasera, Rubo shel chodesh. Now, the only time that we do an Ibur is where we have missing out of the tekufa, meaning so it's eating up in the new month, most of the month, which means, Kama Rubo shel chodesh, Shisha asar yom, which means that 16 days would be missing. 16 days would be missing. Now, it isn't even clear what Chodesh we're talking about over here. It just says, of the Chodesh. I mean, assuming that we're still talking about the same thing we were talking about before, then this would mean that it falls on the 17th of Tishrei, and we're talking about the 16th of Tishrei still being in the old time. Ugh. I mean, this doesn't work out according to anybody. I mean, if you hold you need the whole thing, then you need the whole thing. I mean, if you hold you need, it would have to be at least the 16th. I mean, maybe even the 15th if you hold Yom Tkufa is Gomer. But certainly the 17th doesn't make any sense. And if you hold that you need all of it, so, I mean, any of it, you could have waited until the 20th also. I mean, so, what would this mean? Very unclear. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shtei Yadot Pachot. Well, no, it's two-thirds of the month. Meaning what? Kama shtei adot b'chodesh? Esrim yom. Oh, my God. So now Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Shmuel had claimed that Rabbi Yehuda said 16 days. And it would have to have been Chal on the 16th. Now he's claiming 20 days, which means it could fall on the 21st. So even though the 21st is the last day of Chol HaMoed, it's Hoshana Rabbah. Oh, it's the last day of Chol HaMoed. What would that mean? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it wouldn't help. You'd still have to be Ma'abed Hashanah. Why? Because, obviously, this is based on an assumption that Yom Tkufa Gomer again. So if Yom Tkufa Gomer, that would mean Hoshana Rabbah is still in the summer. If Hoshana Rabbah is in the summer, it's no good. So this, in both elements, is against Shmuel. First of all, Shmuel claimed Rabbi Yehuda held that Yom Tkufa Matchil, not Yom Tkufa Gomer. And secondly, he claimed that Rabbi Yehuda said that you need the whole sukkahs, of Chol HaMoed sukkahs, to be in the new season. And here he's clearly saying, well, it would be okay if it was only Hoshana Rabbah. It's just that even this Hoshana Rabbah you don't have because Shmuel's wrong about the Yom Tkufa too, and the Yom Tkufa is Gomer. I mean, this is totally, it's a mirror image of what it was that Shmuel was saying of Rabbi Yehuda health. Rabbi Yossi on there. Rabbi Yossi says a very strange thing. He says, "Nechashvim shisha asar lifnei haPesach ma'abrim. Shisha asar lifnei haChag ein ma'abrim." Now, everything that Rabbi Yossi is saying here doesn't seem to make sense. So, instead of looking at Sukkot, he goes back and he looks at Pesach. He says, "All right, if we would have 16 days, let's take a look at Pesach now." If we've got the, lifnei Pesach doesn't mean literally the days before Pesach. It's referring to the tkufa before Pesach. So in other words, if the winter has gone on, the tkufa, which is lifnei Pesach, has gone on 16 days into Nisan, meaning it's missing 16 days from its own time, and it's eating up 16 days in the month that it's not supposed to be there, which is supposed to be the Chodesh Aviv, which is the next season, and instead, it's coming out in the middle of the winter. So this means that the tkufa of Nisan is falling out on the 17th of Nisan. Then we've got a problem. Now, obviously, the problem that we have is not the problem that we thought we would have, because if it's the problem we thought that we would have, namely, Shmoret Chodesh Aviv, then it has nothing to do with the 17th day of Nisan. It has to do with the day of the Hakrovas HaPesach, and it has nothing to do with the 17th anyway. It has to do with the Chodesh Nisan, which is the Chidush HaShel Nisan, which means it needs to be within the first 14 day of the month, which is the time of the Chidush of the moon. And so the whole thing is, this is crazy. So it cannot be that Rabbi Yossi is saying this because he's worried about Pesach. He's saying this because he's worried about the implications for such a situation for the coming Tishrei. And then he's putting in the terms of Pesach, we'll see later on, not today, but because of the issues of how we're being mechashev. But the idea over here, therefore, would be, is that we're going to have a problem. Because if we do that, if you add up the 91 days for the tkufa coming now, which is the summer tkufa of Tammuz, then you're going to end up counting 6 months after the Nisan, the spring Tkufa, which is Tkufat Nisan, you're going to end up counting 182 days. 182 days, unfortunately, eats up out of Sukkot the whole thing and works out to the 22nd. And that is a problem. Because if it falls on the 22nd, that's already Shmini Atzeres, which means that you won't have any time at all. Now again, this is Rabbi Yossi saying the exact opposite of what he said. I mean, Rabbi Yossi over there said Esrim Yom. We'll see in a moment about the Tkufa and the contradiction in Rabbi Yossi's next words. But there seems to be over here a problem of falling out on a day which is post-Sukkot. Mashma, if it had fallen out on the day before, then Enoch Inami, that would be okay, because he indeed would hold Yom Tkufa Matchil, and you only need one day. So far that works out okay. Now, this leads to other considerations, which we'll talk about later, which is, I mean, if this is the whole big deal, why can't we fix it up by sort of changing the number of days in the months between Pesach and Sukkot instead of throwing in a whole extra month and putting the year out of kilter? Because, I mean, he's planning this way ahead. He's talking about 6 months ahead. So it's 182 days. The only reason that it's working out to the 22nd is because we are assuming that all of the months are going to be kisidrum. So we're going to have every 2 months are going to be 59 days. Nisan being, we have one day of 29 days, one day of 30 days. Nisan being mole, so that gives us 14 days in Nisan, and then we've got 59 and 59 again, and then we've got our 22 days in Tishrei. But if we would change the equation a little bit, I mean, we could end up maybe with 60 days and push things off further if they come out too early, and we can end up with actually 58 days instead of 59 days by making both of them chaser. Maybe we could do that even twice. We're going to discuss these kind of issues coming up later, and we'll get back to why we don't do that here. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ab Shisha Asar Lifnei HaChol. Oh, no, wait, sorry, skipped. Now, the next piece of Rabbi Yossi says, if it comes out 16 days before the Chag, Ein Ma'abrim, which is a complete contradiction, as I pointed out before, to what he said a minute ago. The first part of Rabbi Yossi's statement is what? That if it comes out on the 17th day of Nisan, then you got a problem, you have to be Ma'abrim. Why? Because it'll be the 22nd day of Tishrei. And then he turns around and says, if it comes out on the 16th before the Chag, 16 days before the Chag, then Ein Ma'abrim. What do you mean? And if it came out on the 17th, then yes, Barbara? I thought you said it's okay if it came out on the 20th or the 21st. So how could you make those two statements? They're contradictory. That we're going to discuss also. First, we're just listening to the Shitas. We're going to go back and explain them. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's not a problem. Ab Shisha Asar Lifnei HaChag Me'abrim. You could have also 16 days before the Chag, and then it would come out, seems to be saying, on the 17th. And you would still have to be ma'aber. So, but if it came out on the 16th, it would be okay. But that's exactly what the Tanakhama said. Tanakhama said, "Ein ma'aber mitashem kein aita tkufa chasiro ruba shel chodesh shisha asar yom." So, what's the point of Rabbi Shimon? And he seems to be saying the same thing. Acherim omrim miuto. Others say this is really wild. The mute of the chodesh. Kama miyuto, arba asayom. 14 days is the miyut of the Chodesh. 15 days is already a Chodesh of 30 days. 14 is a miyut. Anyway, kasha. Now, I mean, so we got a problem. We have really no way of making Shmuel fit into this description of Rabbi Yehuda. But now let's go back and analyze the Brisa. Amarman. Rabbi Yehuda meshtei yadot v'chodesh esrim yom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mechashrim Shisha Sayom Lifnei HaPesach Ma'abrim. Now, isn't that the same thing? You're telling me that, no, obviously it's not the same day, but isn't it the same Shita, essentially? Because they both seem to be concerned about the issue of what you need in Sukkot. Rabbi Yossi is saying the way to figure what you need in Sukkot is from back in Nisan. So make sure that you've got the last day of Chol HaMoed, make sure that it works out. But that's really it is said. Shtei Yadot V'Chodesh, Yisrim Yom, that means it has to be on the 21st. Make sure that the last day of Chol HaMoed fits into the new Tkufa. Aren't they saying the same thing? Now, the Gemara obviously knows it's not really the same thing, because, I mean, we're talking about two different dates. One of them is saying the 22nd, and one of them is saying the 21st. Right, because he says 20 days, that means it's the 21st. Rabbi Yossi's analysis of 16 days before Pesach, meaning on the 16th of Nisan, 182 days later, is the 22nd. So they're saying two different things. The Gemara knows this, but what are they differing in is what the Gemara is really saying, because in terms of their yesod of how to look at the tkufa, meaning of how to look at the chag ha'asif as the tkufa is the same. So what is the machlokas between them? I know Rabbi Yehuda. No, what do you mean? There is the difference of that one day. And the basis of that machlokas is Yom Tkufa Gomer, Yom Tkufa Matchilika Binayu. Obviously, that's the difference. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if he's saying that you've got a problem with 20 days, so it's because the 21st day, even if it's the Tkufa, is going to be the last day of the previous, previous Tkufa, which is the way that we look at the whole thing. In which case, he says, even 20 is a problem. Rabbi Yossi, who holds that the Yom Tkufa is Matchil now the next. Okay, she says, no, it's okay. It's only if it's on the 22nd you got a problem, but if it's Chal on the 21st, it's okay. So the difference, according to this, between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is the difference of one day. The Machlokas being Yom Tkufa Matchil or Yom Tkufa Gomel, which is exactly what the previous Brisa, the first Brisa, the small Brisa that we'd asked on Shmuel, that's exactly what they were arguing it. So that fits in beautifully. According to Shmuel, both of them hold that Yom Tkufa Matchil. And they're arguing about how many days in the Chag you need. Now, that doesn't work out. But these two prices are perfectly consistent. Shmuel's wrong on both counts in terms of Rabbi Yehuda. Omar, then you said, then you went right ahead and contradicted yourself. Because then Rabbi Yossi goes and says, and 16 days before the Chag, Eimav, and then you don't have a problem. What do you mean? And 17 days you have a problem. And 18 days you have a problem. And 19 days you have a problem. And 20 days you have a problem. You just said that the way to look at it is from the 16th day of Nisan, which brought us all the way up to 22 days. So now why are you going back to the 17th day? So what is that supposed to mean? You're telling me that it's only if you have 16 days to the 17th is chal. What's a shivsa, it's minasa, it would be on the 17th, it would be on the 18th, then what? You'd have to be ma'aver? Didn't you just say, you said, only if the year is so late in Nisan previously, that it eats up 16 days out of Chodesh Nisan, which if you add 182 days for the tkufa, two tkufas, are going to bring you in Sukkot to the 22nd day of Tishrei. That's when you've got a problem. Not the 18th and not the 19th. So why did you say 16 days? But you're low, less than that, you've got no problem. No, of course that's not what it means. In neither case would you be ma'aber. But look, I say it in this way, and the way reason I say it in this way is not just arbitrarily. Remember that the first thing the Tanakhama said was 16 days. And the natural assumption that someone would make is that those 16 days are in Chodesh Tishrei, because that's what we're talking about here, other than Rabbi Yossi, who insists we're talking about Nisan, right? So then it makes a lot of sense for Rabbi Yossi to say, no, the way to look at this, go back to Chodesh Nisan, you want to talk about 16 days, fine, talk about 16 days in Nisan. Don't talk to me about 16 days in Tishrei, because 16 days ain't going to get you no problems. Neither will 17, neither will 18, neither will 19. But all I'm doing is I'm setting up the equation the way you wanted to set it up. You talked about 16 days. I tell you that, yes, you can look at 16 days. Look at it in Nisan. But 16 days with Ne'achad? That's not a problem. You don't have to be Ma'aber Shana for that. So it's because he wanted to deal with the issue of 16, which he was talking about in terms of Pesach, which was a beautiful way of countering the thrust of the Tanakhama and saying that wouldn't be a problem, and you've probably gotten confused, because what we're really talking about is Nisan. You're in a terrible place, Richie. I mean, this is where you belong, right here next to me. All buddies.
And when things start flying through the air, we're
okay, so I did it. Tana Reisha Shishasa Lifnei Pesach, because he had begun his comment saying 16 days before Pesach. So now he says, but 16 days before the Chag is not a problem. But he certainly didn't mean to imply that 17 days is a problem.
What does 16 days before Pesach mean then? If it's not, what's that all about? What's the purpose of that?
No, it means exactly what it says, to bring us to the 22nd of Tishrei. No, that part is fine. The only thing we didn't understand is why then does he turn around and say, but the 16th of Tishrei is not a problem. Of course not a problem. Even the 20th isn't a problem. Even the 21st isn't a problem. Why would the 16th be a problem? So what this means is that he's trying to put it in a negative as well. You're talking about the 16th? then don't talk about Tishrei. Talk about Nisan. Right. You want to talk about the 16th of Tishrei? There's no problem in the 16th of Tishrei. That's right. It's all the opposite. I'm not coming to imply anything with the statement. I just want to say that you're wrong. Right. And that this is the only way of looking at it. Okay, now let's get to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, no, we do have a problem. Now that just seems to be taking the Tanakhama and repeating it again, since we're upset that Rabbi Yossi said the 16th is not a problem, turns around to Rabbi Shimon and says, oh yes, it is a problem. We already knew that. I mean, the Tanakhama said that. Well, Rabbi Shimon is not adding anything by saying that. That was the opening of the price, isn't it? Hainu Tanakhama. At least we're assuming it is, and we may have some other explanations. Now, we don't exactly know which one says what, but there is a difference between them. The difference would be whether you hold that the words when you say chaser, is it, you're talking about the 16th, does that mean the 16th, that it's chaser 16, and then it's chal on the 17th? Or are you talking, but if it was on the 16th, it would be okay? That would be because Yom Tkufa would be Matchil. Or are you saying the 16th, not that it's Chaser 16, but that the new Tkufa began on the 16th? And then you'd have to say that Yom Tkufa Matchil. You see? So there is a difference between them. They're both using the word, oh, 16 is a problem. We don't know. I mean, what do you mean? 16 Chaser is a problem, or being Chal on the 16th is a problem? Okay, they're both focusing on the 16th, because they both hold the same sheet of Lagabe, all of the days of Chol HaMoed needing to be during the new Tkufa. They're arguing about, on the day the Tkufa is Chal, is that the new Tkufa? Or is this still considered to be part of the old Tkufa, which would mean that Nisan, Sukkot is not coming out in Tkufas Tishrei, it's coming out in Tkufas Tammuz, partially, the first day. Okay, that's a machlokas. V'lo mesayim, we have no way of determining from the language. Tammuz.
Sukkot would come out
of Tammuz. Tkufas Tammuz, which is okay. the summer Tkufa. So the machlokas is clear, but there's no way of us to determine directly from the language which one is saying which. Now let's get to that last sheet, the sheet of the Acherim. Acherim Omrim. Miuto, the common miuto are ba'atzar yom. 14 days. Now, how does that work out? I mean, no matter what you hold, that doesn't work out. Am I kasabre? Ikasabre yom tkufa gomer. Let's say that he holds maximum. In other words, he holds the yom tkufa is part of last tkufa's time, which pushes things off a day. And he also holds you need the whole darn time. Every last day of Chol HaMoed has to be in the new Tkufa. You still don't have a problem. Because even if you hold Yom Tkufa Gomer, and even if you hold Kulei Chag Be'inan, you still have that, even if it comes out on the 14th. Yeah, you'd have that on the 15th. Well, what's your problem? So you're telling me 14 days, it comes out on the 15th, I do have it on the 15th. Right? The 15th then, now is a new day of the Tkufa. Fine, that's part of the previous Tkufa, okay. First day of Chol HaMoed, the 16th, is the new Tkufa. So why would he say you'd have to be Ma'abed HaKodesh? Amr Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak, don't get fooled over here. The Acherim weren't talking about Tishrei. The Acherim were going back to Nisan, like Rabbi Yossi was. They're talking about Tkufas Nisan Ayre. And this is a completely different issue. It has nothing to do with Sukkot. It's not because what happens in Nisan affects what happens in Tishrei. That's not our problem. Our problem is the Pasuk, Shemor et Chodesh Ha'aviv, which means the Shemor Aviv Shel Tkufa, Shehi B'Chodesh Nisan. See to it that the Aviv of the Tkufa is now, so now we have the Tkufa of Nisan, has to work out during the Zman HaChidusha, the Chodesh of Nisan, while the moon is still new, and that means that we're going to have to see to it that we've got the month of Nisan. Once you come to the 14th, you're in trouble. If that's still part of the previous Tkufa, so then it's no good. So we have to have now the because that's why it says Chidush, Chodesh, right? So that means you've got to have sometime during that Hischachus Halavana, the first 14 days, some point, that last day, has got to be the Chodesh, the Chidush of the time of the Aviv. So if it's going to start later than that, it has nothing to do with Sukkot. You got a problem with Pesach, and this, of course, is the fundamental drush we've been referring to all along, which the Rambam took so seriously, that this is the tkufa that you got to worry about. It's the other ones that are 2 out of 3 issues, but which are not ma'akev. But this is that which is truly ma'akev, according to some. Okay, so therefore you've got Arba Asayom. Ravina says, this doesn't have to work out this way. There's a simple solution. We could still be talking about Tishrei. And what the Akherim are saying is something... Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped. Frek the Gemara v'li abre la'adar. What's the problem? Even if you see that this is what's happening, why can't you simply push off Nisan?
By adding another Adar.
No, by adding another day to Adar Rishon. What do you need a whole other month for if all you got to do is make sure that the 14th is going to come out now in... Okay, fine, so it will. I'm glad you all think this is a good question, but if you think about it, it's a dumb question. Because no matter what day you call it, the moon ain't going to be the Chidusha any differently than it would have been before. If we're talking about an astronomical issue over here, the astronomy ain't going to change because you decided to be Ma'abra the month before, is it? Yeah, I mean, it's either the Chiddush or it isn't the Chiddush. I mean, what are we talking about over here? Of course, this again opens up a whole can of worms. Because, the Chiddusha, which is an astronomical phenomena, may be completely off from the 14th to the 15th. I mean, remember that the what we call the Chiddush Halavana and so on, and we talk about the Molad and all of that is an average. I mean, are we really talking about the Yitzchak's Halavana? And it can vary very much. I mean, sometimes, as you know from when you're allowed to say the Kiddush Levana prayer, I mean, there we're talking about something that, well, you know, it can vary. You got to take a look at, and see where it's at.
Between the 14th and the 16th.
Sure. Is what you're absolutely. So, I mean, the question, as I say, it isn't really an issue of whether you call today the 14th or you call today the 15th, is it? The Gemara is assuming the problem is the day that you're calling the 14th, which is the Chidusha Shalavana, that is the day that has to be Chabad. That seems a tremendous stretch from the word Chodesh Aviv, which is the real Chidusha Shalavana. The Gemara seems to say, well, we mean only the formal Chodesh Aviv, which is amazing. But, I mean, the truth is, if you consider that we are supposed to look at all phenomena as if they're really defined by our Chodesh, then this isn't all that unusual. And it's because we're told to act as if this is the world's nature. Right? So in other words, if you're calling this Rosh Chodesh, and this is the time that you're supposed to look at this as the Chiddush, if you're calling today Rosh Chodesh, then that means a woman's period comes out today. If you're calling tomorrow Rosh Chodesh, her period that was supposed to be on Rosh Chodesh comes out tomorrow. That's crazy. If you're talking today Rosh Chodesh, then the 3-year-old hasn't had her birthday yet, so her psulim will be returned if somebody sleeps with her, so there's no intercourse possible, or she remains a petula. If she's already had her birthday, then her psulim won't grow back. Well, you know, like, what are we talking about? So the issue is over here be that consistently we refer to nature as being defined by the Chodesh. So to whatever extent we mean that, we may mean it here too.
But it's kind of the other way around. It's, there's a nature and we try to talk about
no.
it if we know what we're talking about.
Well, no, that's the problem because we're told when it comes to Kiddush Levana that it's up to us. It's not up to nature. You know, that's that whole beautiful Gemara. The moon shows its face. I come and grab some stones. Get the edge out of here! You're not supposed to be up there now! Goodbye!
Right, but sooner or later, we have to deal with...
That's because of this mitzvah. That's because of the Shemar and Shemar.
Whatever we want for a little while, but sooner or later...
Right. But only because of this.
Yeah.
But you'd think that means that this is the thing that should have to be mocked, but on the real... On the real thing, I mean, because that's the whole point of this is, look, you can't live like the Muslims. I mean, you can't call it Chodesh Aviv and it's snowing outside. You know what I mean? There is some reality. And that is Shmuel's Chodesh Aviv. See to it that you make your lunar year work out according to the solar year. So if that's the case, I mean, in that pasuk, to say the same thing, that, well, it doesn't really mean if it's Chidush Levana, it's what we call Chidush Levana. This is a very disturbing point here that the Gemara is saying. But anyway, let's assume that that's the pshat. There are other approaches. So let's assume that that's the pshat. There's even cuckoos who think that that means that the moon is actually going to not be the Chidush. I mean, don't ask. But anyway... There's people who take these things literally. You know, when Shabbos writes a letter to the Eben Ezra, they're convinced that Shabbos wrote a letter to the Eben Ezra. You know, they're convinced that some Hasidic rabbi dropped a note in somebody's mailbox. You know, when it was that guy in Ephraim. In any event.
So how do we handle someone's birthday, everyone, in our direction? For example,
Hadashin is a different question. It's different question. Not something we're dealing with.
Yeah. My wife has a very simple solution. She celebrates both.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
It's expensive, too.
Yes. Then, of course, it's the Gregorian calendar.
Well, that's true. Don't forget the Julian calendar.
Well, she doesn't know about that one. She actually does.
So... Okay, then why don't we just do that? Now you understand, talking about one can of worms, this opens up another can of worms. Because we had conveniently stuffed under the carpet the issue of if Rabbi Yossi is talking about 182 days, I mean, that should give us enough leeway to fool around with Sukkot. In other words, what do we have to add? What's our problem? The problem is that it's coming out on the 17th? Okay, fine. So make another day chaser, and it'll come out on the 16th. I mean, why is this a problem? I mean, Mole, and it'll come out on the 16th, right? Next 2 months, and now we push everything off. Sukkot is going to take place a day later. A day later will be, oh, it's already autumn. I mean, what are we playing with days for? Well, you want to talk about playing? I mean, you play with the number of days that you can't fix during that period of 182 days, which we got 6 months to play with. So play with them, for God's sake.
Just to keep it all together here, that day that we're taking away, so
adding,
mm-hmm. is dumb.
No. Iyar.
Anywhere.
Sivan. Tammuz. Well, of course, some of those are anyway Mole, so it won't help us.
But
ER is chaser. Okay. Thomas is chaser. Elul is chaser. Why can't we add days there? Just add another day to Elul. Everything's fine. So Rashi, yeah.
Is this talking already after there's no witness testimony?
Oh. Well, we don't care, even if there are witness testimonies. We can always play games. Right. We can always refuse to accept the testimony and do what we want.
The testimony is not compelling.
Right, it's not compelling.
But if you keep adding days, so you really get that distinct.
So now here's the problem. So Rashi points out that whatever we do during that period is going to mess us up totally, because we've already arranged the year so that Rosh Hashanah doesn't come out on Idov.
On
Idov, not on Yom Rishon, not on Yom Revi'i, and not on Yom Shishi. Okay. So because we're worried about that, the truth is the only time we could do something if it fell out on a Monday. Okay, so if it falls out the Rosh Chodesh on a Monday, we can add from Monday to Tuesday, yes. But generally speaking, any day that we add to Elul or any of those months in between are going to knock Rosh Hashanah into Aleph, Dalet, or Vav. And that now the question is, why can't you add two? And this is exactly what you were just talking about. As Rashi points out, if you add two, then you run into the violation of the Mishnah and Erechim, which says that the Chachamim prohibited getting 8 months in a year, which are Mu'ubarot. Now, that's okay, so why can't you just look ahead and take out some of the earlier months that are Mole, or... Right? Okay. They answered that as well, that they should put it back in the previous section. So, okay. This is how Rashi deals with the issue. But if it's all, your only problem is the day of Adar, then that's not a problem. So this extra day of Adar instead of a month, which ends up causing the same mix-up in the year. So then why don't we just do that? Now that's why the Gemara is asking over here, according to the Acherim. By the way, those of you who remember the Shitas HaAcherim in Rosh Hashanah should be rather shocked by this Gemara, since the Shita of the Acherim is that all Shanim are Kesidron, and you cannot move, you cannot add an extra month, which is Mole, to a year, even one extra month. Therefore, according to that, you can't really ask on the Acherim. This is a big problem here anyway, from the Gemara. Fine. So, why don't we then, getting back here, why don't we just be Ma'aber Adar? Omrev Acha by Yaakov, we actually could be Ma'aber Adar, and you guys misunderstood what the Tana was saying over here. He wasn't saying 14 going up, he was saying 14 going down, meaning 15. So what he was saying is, he's saying like this, Hokikomer, Ad Mi'uto Ma'abrin. Now it's coming down from the top. So that he's saying, Na'abrim, until you get to the Miyuta, up to the Miyuta, but not including the Miyuta. So in other words, if Tkufas Tevis would be missing 20 days, or 19 days, or 18 days, or 17 days, or 16 days, coming down from the number of days, up until the Rubo, so in other words, up until the Miyuta, but not including the Miyuta. So, no, the 14th is fine. We thought it meant from the bottom upward. The 14th is no good. No, he's saying, the 14th, up to the 14th. Meaning the 15th. The 15th is what we're talking about. There's where we got our problem. And then you've got a problem because if you hold that the Yom HaTkufa is Gomer, so now you have the Tkufa, not at the time of the Chiddush Halavah.
Why is it a full month? Therefore it should be the 16th. If it's a full month that has 30 days, minus 14, it should be 16.
Well, because it's either 28 or 30. So obviously we have to talk about but anyway, Nisan is Moly.
Right,
okay, so four, 16th, so up to the Miut. The Miut is the 14th. Up to, but not including.
Okay.
So the 15th still gives you a problem.
Okay.
Which is true. What is the Miut? Arba Asayon. Fine, that's all that he was saying. So he was taking into consideration also the problem that you said. Why can't we simply be Ma'abrid and then anything would be good? Right, so in other words, up to the 14th, so even if things would be chal, as long as it would be chal sometime, okay, up to that, so it would come out on the 15th, you still wouldn't have a problem, because you can make the 15th the 14th, simply by being ma'abir the month before. We're taking that into consideration, okay? Fine. Well, okay, but then it would be based on Yom Tkufa Matchil. Ravina says this whole thing is unnecessary. And what you guys are doing? Go back to the way we understood it earlier. The way we understood it earlier, it was simply referring to Chodesh Tishrei and not Nisan. And that's what he was talking about. Now your problem is, so what do we need the 14th? Because the Acherim have a different approach. They hold Chag HaAsif does not mean Chol HaMoed. They hold Chag HaAsif is the holiday that comes during the harvest season. What an amazing approach, huh? So they hold Kulei Chag Be'inan, and therefore the Yontav Rishon also has to be included in these days, which means that the 15th is got to be within the Tkufa HaKadasha. And that's why they said the 14th, but if it's the 15th, then it's no good. And so Memela, this would be Yom Tkufa Gomer. Why would the 15th be no good? Because the 15th needs to be in the new Tkufa. And I hold Yom Tkufa Gomer, which would mean that even if the Tkufa falls out on the 15th, and was only chaser 14 days, it's still part of the previous Tkufa, not of the autumn. It's still part of the summer. And then it's not called the Chag HaAsif. It's called the Chag HaAsif. It's not called the Tkufa Sashana. Why do we call it Chag HaAsif? What about Chag HaAsif Ksif? No, that means Chag Haba Bizman Asifa. Very simple. The Mishnah continues. Smichat Zekinim, we have our machlokas, Smichat Zekinim B'Shalosh, Smichat Zekinim B'Chamesh, Tan Rabbana. V'samchu Ziknei Aida. So V'samchu Ziknei, if it just would have said, let the Zekinim be Samech. Yochol Ziknei Hashuk. That could mean anyone that was a Zokain could be Somech. You don't have to be a member of Sanhedrin. Talmud Lomar. No. Eida. So ziknei eda. So okay, let's say it would say ziknei eda. So then I would say that could mean even ktanei eda. Maybe they could be, yes, members of the eda, meaning the Sanhedrin. But maybe a Sanhedrin ketana. Maybe a Sanhedrin of 23. Talmud lomar, ha eda, the eda, the miyuchadim shebeda. And that refers to members of the Supreme Court alone. All have to be members of the Sanhedrin Hagidola. The Kamahain, now let's analyze how many we're talking about. The Samchu, okay, that's two. Ziknei, that's two. Ein Beitin Shakul, Mosifan Alayim Ha'odachad, Harekar Chamishati, Rebbe Yehuda. So this explains why I say in the Mishnah, we need five. Rebbe Shimon Omer, no, don't give me the Ziknei Samchu. Ziknei is two. So I read it. Ein Beitin Shakul, so Mosifim Alayim Ha'odachad, so now you get Shlosha. Well, yeah, but doesn't it say Samchu? Yeah, of course it says Samchu. Doesn't have to tell us what they do. I mean, what do these Ziknei they do? They do Samchu. So we buy the Lagufe. I mean, how can you learn anything out of that in terms of number? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't need anything to tell me about what they do. Lagufe lo tzarech. Because in Cain, if you were right, Dololazi Samchu l'drasha, that Samchu is not coming to actually tell me the number of judges, why can't you say that the ziknei ha'eda yedehem al rosh hapar? Why does that have to say the samchu? The ziknei ha'eda shall have their hands al rosh hapar. I mean, is that what it means? Ziknei ha'eda yedehem al rosh hapar v'yomru. What's wrong with that? Yeah, we're darshaning every place where we need to know the information about what they're saying. Yeah, we're going to. Sure, we're about to do that now. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon says, well, wait a minute. Yes, it could say that, but what would it mean? Why would it mean smicha? The word al doesn't mean smicha necessarily. We find very often the word al used simply in the sense of next to. I mean, we find that in the description of the machan and the midbar. It talks about the shvatim al. What do you mean al? I mean, not on top of each other. It means next to. Okay, so then al means simply besamuch. Who's to say that it means smicha? Says Rabbi, I'm not talking about the word al. I'm talking about the fact that wherever it says in the Torah rosh about an animal, it's always talking about smicha. So goma rosh mi ola. So just like it says by the korban ola, it also says v'samach al rosh ola. So over here when it says al, then the al rosh is not to be next to the rosh, it's to be the samach al rosh. And Rabbi Shimon, lo gamar rosh mi'olah. He never was makabel that zereshava. Therefore he says, v'samchu is a pula, that I need to know what it means, and that's what it means. Tana. Now the Braisa says, smicha u smichat zekenim b'shlosha. We're going to discuss that also. We're going to discuss that in a moment. So smicha v'smichat zikenim b'shlosha. Now, what do you mean, smicha v'smichat zikenim? My smicha or my smichat zikenim? No. We're talking about over here smicha mamish. We're talking about the smicha of a sabi, meaning to give smicha to someone, to give him over the rishus of Moshe Rabbeinu, as Moshe Rabbeinu did it. That too needs to be b'shlosha. Remember that I mentioned to you at the beginning that the Rambam incorporates this braisa in the Mishnah, and he says that the smicha referred to in the Mishnah, smicha, is the smicha zekenim, which nobody else agrees with, because the Pashtus, we're not arguing about the chomesh and chamisha and shlosha lagabe smicha sabi, we're only arguing in smicha zekenim based on the pasuk of this v'samchu and the ziknei. And he says that the braisa implies that this is the meaning of the word smicha. It has two implications then. So, my smicha zekenim, or Rav Yochanan, mismach sabi. Or Malay Abayel Rav Yosef. Mismach sabi, then is b'shlosha minolan. Where will we get that from? I mean, even if it's seen by yismoch et yadav alav. I mean, with the whole idea of what we're saying, smicha. I mean, so that, the only place we find such a thing in terms is Moshe himself. Is Moshe put his hands on Yoshua. So then, okay, so Moshe is one person. So where would we get three? And if you're going to tell me, well, yeah, okay, Moshe was one person who was essentially the basis of the entire Sanhedrin, who was Sharko Kenega Sanhedrin, from whom all of Sanhedrin was deriving everything that they knew and so on. So maybe Moshe equals the Sanhedrin. So Moshe b'makom shivim v'chat koi, but then you'd need the whole Sanhedrin. So then the yachi liboy shivim v'chat. Kasha, that's a problem. Now, as a result of this kasha, which Gemara never explains, the Rambam is led to a very interesting conclusion. That mi'ikar hadin, in terms of the giving over of the smicha, you need one. But it needs to be done in the presence of zakenin. So therefore you need to have a bezdin. But there's two separate issues over here. Suppose that bezdin is not itself comprised of smuchim. As long as one of the people that are giving smicha is samuch, that's okay. It just needs to be in the presence of the three. So in other words, he understands that the kasha that the Gemara was saying is, you're right. That's a separate issue. No. Because the aggregate, according to the Rambam, is the one. That's the whole point. It's the sum total of the knowledge of Perush Baal Peh. That if that can be given over and everyone comes to accept that now this person will be responsible for the knowledge that we currently have maintained, then that person now becomes the one in charge of that ongoing responsibility. Right, so that's part of the smicha element. But that has nothing to do with this issue. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Ravashi. When we say, as Oriel asked, I mean, when we're talking about smicha, what do you mean? We mean literally? We take our hands, we put it on the guy's head? I mean, you mean biyada mamish samchinan le? You seem to be taking this. You're taking this out of the same halacha of the mismach zekenim with the egla rufa. So what does that mean? I never heard of this, that we put our hands on the head of somebody. No, he says, we don't. We mean this samchen le bishma. It means that we make him a musmach, but he has what to rely on. That's the point. By calling him that name, kari le rebbe, v'yavi le reshuta lemeid on dine kenasot. By the way, the Rambam adds in here that it's not kari le rebbe means we're modialo hinei ata samuch. It's not the word per se. I mean, that's a later thing. Obviously, the earliest smoking weren't even called rebbes. I mean, some of our greatest leaders weren't rebbes. They were who they were. Yeah, we don't call them rebbe. So rebbe is a new thing. We call them rebbe. That's not the way in which we said the smicha is given over. Modialo that you're a samuch, and we give him reshus to dan dine knosis, which now opens up our whole discussion of the relationship to Knas, which we'll talk about tomorrow, which was the one thing that we didn't include in our dinim, which we were given over Rishus to Nidan, Bizman Azev, even as agents of the court. We'll talk about this tomorrow.
Can you get a picture?
Oh, yeah, that's great. I hope it's electronic.
Yeah, sure.
All right, then I'll give you my email address.
Tomorrow we have to